Recording 3.3. Conversation 1.
What do you do then, Rachel, to cheer yourself up?
Well, when I'm feeling really down about things and maybe feeling a little bit lonely or anything, especially when you've just moved to a new place, I've kept all the letters that people have sent me over the years and photographs and just odd loose photographs and tickets from plays and concerts that I've been to in lots of shoeboxes marked with the year when I did those things. And sometimes I'll open one of those and go through things, and it kind of reminds me that the friends that I've had and the good times I've had, and that there will be some more to
come.
Oh,
that's lovely.
What about
really
you?
Nice. Well, to be honest, sometimes I do that as well. I have some lovely photos of when I've travelled, and it's lovely to look at them. But then it always makes me think, I haven't seen these people for ages. I want to see them. And then I start planning something sociable to do or something fun. So actually, it really does take you out of your down moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, because sometimes you get too stuck in the moment that you're actually in and you forget, you lose perspective. So I think that gives me a bit more perspective.
Conversation 2.
So what's your preferred pick-me-up then, Alex?
Oh, it's always been perfume, ever since my grandmother let me play with a beautiful Art Deco glass and silver atomizer that she had. It smelt of violets. It was wonderful. And I've always found that perfume seems to go straight into my brain and lifts my mood, and I can choose perfume to suit the occasion. And of course, I can do it any time I like. What about you? What do you do?
Well, I need some kind of physical release, really. I really like going for a really fast bike ride at top speed with the wind whistling in my ears. It's impossible to feel stressed when you're zipping around like that.
I suppose that's true.
Conversation 3.
So, Ian, how do you cope when you're feeling a bit down?
Well, I have a couple of tricks, really. If I just need cheering up, I like to go kite flying because it's just great fun and it's colourful and it's quiet and peaceful and I'm on my own. But if something is threatening to get a little bit too serious, that it's perhaps bothering me more than it really should, then I try to be cynical about it to get it in context.
Oh, right.
And I think about what I do when I'm cynical, and when I'm cynical about something, I raise one eyebrow. So I find that if I just raise an eyebrow and thinking about something, it brings out the cynicism and it all goes away.